Spring training is underway in Florida and Arizona, but it was in a much chillier place, Washington, D.C., that the world champion Boston Red Sox were honored today. They visited the White House. And at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, a posthumous honor was given to a man the Red Sox wouldn't sign back in 1945 because of his race. Mrs. Rachel Robinson accepted the Congressional Gold Medal on behalf of her husband.
Jackie Robinson stands as a heroic role model for all Americans who believe in justice and equality. My thanks to all for this generous expression of appreciation for a life well lived. Thank you.
Rachel Robinson at the Capitol today. Commentator John Manuel says in some ways Jackie Robinson would have fit right in with the Red Sox of today, and as a Sox fan, he'll never forget where he was when they finally won the World Series after 86 heartbreaking years.
I was pacing around my living room with my 17-day-old son, Chrysostom, making sure he was awake to see that it was safe for him to grow up a Red Sox fan. As the celebration started on the Busch Stadium grass, I thought about the Sox heroes I'd be teaching my son about. Players like David Ortiz, Mark Bellhorn, Curt Schilling, and Pedro Martinez. The 2004 Sox, who branded themselves a bunch of idiots, had plenty of heroes to go around. It's the team that ended the farcical curse of the Bambino. But I'll teach my son how the Sox were never cursed by anything but bad judgment. Their players weren't good enough, and one major reason for this was the bigotry of the organization. The Red Sox passed on signing Jackie Robinson in a 1945 tryout camp. I'll tell Alex how his grandfather, Chrysostom, his namesake, went to plenty of Sox games in those days and saw a steady parade of mediocre teams. Meanwhile, I'll tell my son, Jackie Robinson was transforming the nation as the first African-American to play in the major leagues in the 20th century. He also transformed the Brooklyn Dodgers from doormat to perennial National League power. Prior to his arrival in 1947, Brooklyn won 3 pennants. They won 6 in Jackie's 10 seasons, including their first World Series championship in 1955. Robinson played with passion, dignity, flair, and most of all, a level of excellence that helped him overcome the obstacles that came with breaking baseball's color barrier. He wasn't inducted into the Hall of Fame just because of his historic role. He was also a great player. He was a player the modern fan can appreciate. While he had significant counting stats, such as a .311 career batting average and 20 steals a year, modern fans, weaned on Bill James and complicated statistical analysis, appreciate his .409 on-base percentage and the above-average power he brought to second base, not normally considered a power position. That's how the 2004 Red Sox were built. Using owner John Henry's deep pockets and general manager Theo Epstein's blend of traditional and statistical analysis, the Red Sox put together a championship team. Bellhorn, the second baseman on that team, was the best offensive player at the position in the American League last year, a player who drew a lot of walks and hit 17 home runs. But in 2 significant ways, Robinson was quite different than Bellhorn. He would not have abided 177 strikeouts. Bellhorn led the league in that category, while Robinson never struck out more than 40 times in a season. And Jackie Robinson, with all he went through, would never have called himself an idiot.
John Manuel is the assistant managing editor of Baseball America